The notion of class is usually associated with England, like the Masterpiece Theatre series Upstairs, Downstairs. The masters live on top and the servants down below. Class is rarely applied to the United States, where traditional lore has one big middle class with a few rich and poor on either end. Well, that conventional formula is dramatically changing. Powerful interests are waging a relentless class war that is eroding the middle. A 1994 Census Bureau report states that the number of Americans working full-time but earning less than a poverty-level income rose by 50% in the last decade. A study from the 20th Century Fund issued in April 1995 says that income inequality in the United States is worse than any other industrialized country, surpassing even Britain. Corporate profits are zooming, but working people are suffering. A recent Wall Street Journal headline says it all. Thanks, goodbye. Amid record profits, companies continue to lay off employees. A significant factor in the current economic situation is the virtual disappearance of unions. Without them, workers lack leverage in dealing with corporate managers. They're told to make concessions or management will either hire temps or move the factory to the third world. Noam Chomsky, MIT professor, is one of the foremost intellectual figures of this era. Rolling Stone magazine says that Chomsky has been unrelenting in his attacks on the American hierarchy. He's up there with Thoreau and Emerson in the literature of rebellion. The New Statesman calls him the conscience of the American people. A prolific author, his latest books are World Orders, Old and New, and Keeping the Rabble in Line. He spoke at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts on May 9, 1995. The meeting was organized in solidarity with locked out and striking workers at three major plants in Decatur, Illinois. And now, Noam Chomsky.